Hi guys, this is Mio. I wanted to thank you guys for the 500 subscribers on my subreddit. I'm so happy, guys. Thank you very much. So I wanted to talk about a little bit about the questionnaire that I put up yesterday. Thank you guys for participating and answering the questions. I had some good feedback from that. So I'm going to do a review of the questionnaire in a few weeks. In a week from now. So if you guys don't want your comment or what you leave a commentary and you don't want it, and you don't want me to read it, you can send me an anonymous or you just by using a new account or whatever, and just send me a message that I shouldn't mention your message because it's actually your message doesn't have your name on it. But if for some reason one of you guys don't want me to read it, it's totally okay. I don't even know which of you guys means is from the message if you don't mention your username. Okay. So the reason why I'm putting up that questionnaire is that I wanted to better myself and I wanted to make a even better audio for you guys' enjoyment. And so one of the key points that I get from the feedback is that some of you guys think that the microphone that I use sometimes make a popping sound, and I've noticed that too, and that is why I wanted to upgrade at that point to a Blue Yeti microphone. And to be honest with you guys, I'm still most of the time I'm still using my old trusty microphone because it's easier to use, and I trust this microphone. I trust that it will sound exactly as I wanted it. But the downside of this is I cannot put a pop filter on it, so if you guys hear me breathing into the mic like this, or just like kind of annoying sound, sometimes it happens because I cannot put a pop filter on this mic. And for the Blue Yeti, although I bought it a long time ago, I actually haven't been using it much in my audios. Okay, some of you guys may the reason why is that at first when I used it, I think I used the wrong setting for it, because for one, you can actually hear every single noise in the background. If you guys noticed it, that I live in a very, 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 very noisy room, it's because my window is located right above a road which is like having a lot of motorcycle, a lot of people talking, a lot of people selling stuff, and just like passing through, and you can clearly hear some mosque going, and it's it's a rather unwanted noise. And but there's nothing I can do about it, because yeah, there's actually nothing I can do without it. And that Blue Yeti mic actually really, really emphasizes on that sound, because it's picking out every single thing. I even hear that people talk, that it can even capture a sound of a needle falling on the ground. So that's impressive, but so that's why people are using it in ASMR and stuff, but that's not going to work for me because I actually don't want that much of a noise in the background to bleed into my audios. For example, on how extreme this could be. Do you remember I posted in my subreddit a while ago an audio in which, actually it was a video, a video in which I tried to read a hentai manga, and you can basically hear everything because I cannot edit the audio. I still don't know how, because I think I need a video editing software, which I don't have at that point. And so basically that the audio in that video is unedited and you can hear everything. And it's a bad quality. I don't like it. And for the second part that I don't like is that sometimes, which is, I think is like totally my fault because I'm not used on using it, but it sometimes distorted my voice so freaking bad. The example of this happening is the 1/10th, how many guys, one girlfriend, how many guys in a 10 audios that I did, it was almost an hour long. And I did not know that actually my voice is very distorted and it's noticeable. If at the beginning, it's so noticeable. Perhaps it was like my voice is too close to the mic or something. I don't know. And it's like sometimes it distorts my voice and it makes it sound like electric and not. I don't know how to explain it, guys. But basically, sometimes it distorted my voice. And I try so hard to like try to make that audio sounds good. I think I failed in that audio, which is like the 1/10th a few guys audio. And it was like, oh my gosh, should I do it? It was just like 1 hour plus of me talking and my throat is almost my throat is so sore afterwards. And now I'm not going to redo that again. And so I try to salvage it as best as I can and posted it, although the distortion of it still very noticeable. And one more example is that Blue Beacon audio, which you can clearly hear in the beginning. It sounds so fucking distorted. I can't even. And that is why I'm not exactly a fan of using the Blue Yeti, so I've been using it only for recording songs and just I actually use it for recording my watch porn with me, 9gag2.com edition. I kind of forgot to mention it, but yeah, I mentioned it before that my audio setting is bad, and one of you guys actually helped me out with that, so thank you very much. And now it sounds almost good. Like what I've been using it in my watch porn with me audio. It sounds almost good. But I'm still kind of like hesitant to using it. Except when I really have to, because yeah, I've been like disappointed by it at first. But I'm willing to give it a try, and I'm willing to stick by it If you guys think that you like it better than what I'm using right now, it's actually I really like this mic because it's easy to use. And but the downside of this is you can hear the popping, and you can hear the breathing. So you can basically hear the pop, 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 and you can hear the breathing into the mic. But yeah, I think I would prefer to use this and only use the Blue Yeti for a few stuff. I'm still using it, so don't be mad at me. This first, don't be mad at me. Okay. So I'm going to put up a new questionnaire asking if you guys would prefer that I keep using this mic or just switch to the new mic. I want to hear you guys' thought on this. So I'm going to put it later. And I get some... Okay, so... At the last question of my questionnaire, I mentioned that if you guys have something that you want to tell me, you guys should go ahead and say it. And I won't get mad at you. And I'm prepared, you guys. I'm prepared to have someone tell me something that... which part of me that I suck, which is I prepared to. And I really want to make myself better, but... Actually, the response that I get from you guys is so, so overwhelmingly positive and heartwarming, and I'm getting emotional, but you guys are the best, really. And basically, I had one comment that is like super flattering. It's super flattering, but not sure if I should mention it, but... If I could, I mean, like, if you guys are the one who give that comment, I know you know which one. So if you don't want me to read that comment, remember what I said before. If you don't want me to read any of your anonymous comment, although it was anonymous and I don't even know from which one of you guys the comment is coming from, but if you ever don't want me to read it, just remember to send me a PM, and of course I wouldn't read it. Okay, thank you very much. And as a celebration for my 500 subscribers, which, oh my god, I keep holding back and holding back. Okay, a bit update for us from what I've promised to you guys before. Sorry, getting too close. So at my 300 and I think 400 subscribers, I promised you guys an audio of like a collaboration audio with mommy, daughter, and daughter's boyfriend. And I actually still waiting for the script. Yeah, I actually like asking a help from my friend to help me write the script because, yeah. Not sure if I should mention who, but basically I've asked one of the most loved performers in here. One of the most beloved performers, and she's so great, and she's done a lot of collabs, and I know that she'll do an amazing job, and I'm just waiting for the script. So don't worry, I will get it done. And for the 500 subscribers count celebratory audios, I decided that since a lot of you guys have voted in the questionnaire, and yeah, I would pick the... I mean, like, you guys are voting on the what you guys want to hear from me, right? And I will pick the top text that has most bubble, most bubble, most people falling on it, and I will turn it into an audio as a congratulatory and as a thank you for you guys for all your support, and thank you for listening to my audios. Thank you very much, you guys. Bye.